And thanks for listening to the Revival Today podcast with Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth. To stay connected, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or online at revivaltoday.com. Now, here's Evangelist Jonathan.
Well, welcome, Spideathon 2.0, Central Bank Digital Currency in Light of Bible Prophecy. No crowd, no hand claps tonight. Oh, there you are. I thought I was being boycotted. So glad that you're on. And we're running it again. So I want to deal with tonight, in this opening session, I'm going to deal with central bank digital currency in light of Bible prophecy. I know a lot of you that are watching already know what this is. And then if you don't know what it is, I want you to watch this. You need to know what this is. And you know me, I haven't done check the news probably in, I don't know, I mean, here and there, but I haven't done it consistently in 4 or 5 months. And I'm certainly not an alarmist. But the two things I'm going to cover in these sessions, you need to understand. Tonight, central bank digital currency. And then tomorrow, I'm going to deal with two laws that they're looking to implement that deal with being able to cut off any apps. You've heard them talking about doing away with TikTok, but TikTok's not the target. Under that legislation, to take TikTok out, the government would have uniform authority to take out any app. And the real target's Twitter, and obviously the general target is free speech. So that's going to be in the next session. And then to close out on Thursday, my Uncle Ted is going to be joining me in studio. He's going to be preaching, and we're going to talk about these things as we're having this great time together. You saw everything that God's doing. In fact, I know many of you are online members of the church, current members of the church. Easter was off the hook, and I want to show you what God did during Easter, and they're going to start taking your phone calls even right now. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, something you'd like to share, listen to this that just came in. Let's see if I can find it offhand. I'll dig it out while we find it. It was a healing from New Mexico. So New Mexico's been great. Coming right up, I'm going to be in Wisconsin end of this week, Friday and Saturday in Wisconsin, then at Revival Today Church on Sunday, and then Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, surprise meeting, another one night where we're going to have a miracle service. There's the Way Church in Wisconsin, and then we'll be in Dallas the week after. So a lot to get to. Look at what God did as we broke our attendance record for Revival Today Church last weekend. We had a crusade in the building on Saturday and then our regular Sunday service. Look at what Jesus did. The phone number's in the top corner. I know right now probably there's no money to put up that anyone's given, but that's going to change right now because I had someone hand me a $10,000 check on my way into the studio, and then I'm going to put $20,000 of my own in. So we're going to start it at $30,000. We finished at $905,000 on Spideathon 1.0, but that wasn't counting the mail that came in the next week because it took a week for the mail to come in. So with mail, we well over broke $1 million on that Spideathon. Amazing. And then I know you guys have all kinds of testimonies from it. So I'm happy. And then we're going to go again. I'm going to do these more regularly because they're great. And it's going to be a great time together. So you have something to look forward to for programming-wise in prime time wherever you're at. John, Timothy in Texas, Amanda, Shawnee, ex-Chicagoan. Oh, you got out of there, did you? Susan, Shanette in Jacksonville, Raina, Holly, Delise, Cordelia, we're on the app, Tina, and Charlene. Great to have you on. Glad that you're watching the River Church. What's up, Pastor and Revival Today crew? Can't wait to meet you in Southern California in May. Same here. Looking forward to being in California. We're going to be a lot of places. Wisconsin this coming weekend, Dallas the week after that, and then we go to Southern California, and we'll put all that up this week. I love you, and enjoy what Jesus did. Go ahead and throw it up.
Revival Today Church hosted a crusade-style event on the Saturday before Easter at the same place we gather for Sunday morning. Despite having only 2 weeks to prepare for the event, a line began to form early, indicating that revival was in the making.
He sent his only son, not an angel, his own son for you. He wants you. He loves you. He loves you. And it's not some kind of phony love. I'm going to send my son and exchange him for you. So that if you'll just believe in him, believing in him, you will have life. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Those that believe in me, though they were as good as dead, if they'll call on me, I'll knock that off of their life and they'll live. I'll put my spirit in them.
Well, I came in pretty stressed. And just hearing them pray and that, just very emotional, you know. And then when he asked first to come up for prayer, and I came up, and you know, and he's praying over me, my whole body just started feeling weak. And just like, I don't know, I just felt numb and just fell. And I just feel like I've been stressed out, and I just feel so relieved now.
Wow.
Like my body's numb, I don't feel no pain. And I'm emotional, and I just know things are gonna get better.
It's God reaching on the inside. The last time you went to rehab will be the last time you ever go to rehab. A new life begins this Easter weekend in Jesus' name. And the devil might not like it, but the devil can't do anything to stop it.
We saw 1,250 people in attendance and 353 salvations for Jesus Christ. Revival is here to stay.
All right. Welcome back. Joining me in the studio is our special guest from last Spider-Fun. Did you see the new studio they got for us to preach in?
Yeah.
Pretty great, right?
I love it.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Basically the first I've seen you today. Love you.
I love you.
All right. So tonight, Spider-Fun 2.0, Central Bank Digital Currency in light of Bible Prophecy. Thanks for watching. I want to get right to it. I have a bunch of videos that I sent in because I don't want to assume anybody knows anything. Also, I'd like to make sure that I have a full grasp on this as much as possible. So I'll just play those videos in any order. But before I do, what is central bank digital currency? Well, and I don't want to get ahead of myself. If the Bible says in Revelation 13 that no man will be able to buy or sell unless they have a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, or on their right hand or on their forehead, then that means one of the agendas of the devil in the tribulation that things are going to lead towards is going to be a complete centralization of I don't want to say money, because it's not even really money. It's whatever they would pass as currency. That there's going to be no freedom. No man can buy or sell. Rich and poor, slave and free, no one could buy or sell unless they receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. That's the doing away with of cash and privacy. So if you don't participate in the Antichrist system, according to the Bible, you're not going to be able to transact business. Well, what has to be done away with if that's going to happen? Cash. There has to be a doing away of privacy. And I've been saying this the last two nights that I've preached, is it's amazing that when my father would preach on Bible Prophecy, who did the introduction to my Bible Prophecy book back in the 80s, you know, the technology didn't even exist for what my dad was saying to come to pass. There was no way that you could have, there was no microchip technology. There was nothing you could put in or on somebody's hand or forehead that they could transact business with. Well, then you went from that to like the mid-aughts, 2005, 2004, 2007, where you started to hear that the technology now existed, where this did exist. Well, the jump we've made as of the middle of last year, but now you're really starting to hear about it, is it's gone from that the technology exists to now you have the agents in government, lobbyists, the bankers themselves, whoever it is, that are now pushing this central bank digital currency, which will be the end of privacy. And don't get it confused with Bitcoin or Bitcoin-like currencies, because Bitcoin is the exact opposite. It's decentralized money. No one has to know who you are. It's made, actually, that's why they hate Bitcoin, and a lot of these laws that are that they're looking to pass not only are to set the stage for a central bank digital currency, but to completely shut the door on any other form of cryptocurrency because they don't want you to have privacy. These powers that be, I don't even know if they know why they don't want you to have privacy. I don't know if they know that they're used, at the least used by, at worst possessed by an antichrist spirit. So I want to get into it. Let's get in so that we have a grasp of this. And I'm going to share what God put on my heart from the Word of God. And I'm looking to hear from you. 412-787-2578. I know we're already up to at least $30,000 that's come in the first 20 minutes. Because I brought in one $10,000 check that was given to me, and then Adalys and I are putting in $20,000, whether she knows it or not. So let's see what the Lord does as we build this beautiful church in Pittsburgh as a giant middle finger to the devil. All right, go ahead, Dealer's Choice, video one.
So let me read to you something here from the British newspaper, The Telegraph. We went too far with COVID restrictions, says Germany's pro-lockdown minister. A man by the name of Karl Lauterbach, who happens to be a doctor.
All right, I'm skipping this because the title German says he's going to talk about CBDC, but I don't see it anywhere on the list. Do you? Did you guys listen to it? Am I wrong? And it's 9 minutes. No, and I got other ones. So go to the next one. No offense, Dennis Brager.
Hello and welcome to my channel. Thank you for being here. BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are working to create their new currency.
Okay, so can I get real quick, can I get the graphic for this week put on the screen? Because I did want to mention this. This is what we're doing this week. Russia, China, CBDC, what will happen to money in America? Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 8 p.m. And you heard that there's nations moving to remove the dollar as the digital current, as the main reserve currency in the world. And I wanted to hear what somebody brighter than me had to say about it. So go ahead, play that woman from the beginning.
Hello and welcome to my channel. Thank you for being here. BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are working to create their new currency. This, of course, is no surprise to those of you who have been following the recent news on the stability of the current global reserve currency, as well as the expected decline of its value. This time around, the lead are expected to take India and Russia. India and Russia should take the lead in forming a financial relationship to ultimately create a new common currency, said State Duma Deputy Chairman Alexander Babakov during St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. It has not been announced what currency will become the common denominator. It seems that a decision on whether it will be the Chinese yuan, Russian ruble, Indian rupee, or something else has not been made. But with that said, what is clear at this time is that it will be a central bank digital currency. Our goal should be focused on writing new rules in the financial sphere in order to enable the use of an already common currency. It doesn't matter whether it is a digital ruble, a digital rupee, or a digital yuan or something else. But this currency must follow the laws of our respective nations, said Babakov. Nations such as Japan, Brazil, and India have been pro-CBDC. China is also a leader in the CBDC race. It has been advancing its CBDC or digital yuan pilot programs for the past couple of years. What's really important to understand here, and I just really want to emphasize it, is that this will pose a tremendous obstacle to the United States dollar having an opportunity, even an opportunity, to maintain its value in the long run. Why? Well, because the currency that BRICS is planning to create will be backed by gold or other rare earth elements. It will have tangible value, unlike the United States dollar that is fully backed by the US government and not pegged to any asset of value. Several members of the BRICS deal have been planning to create an alternative for the United States dollar for years now. In 2022, the International Monetary Fund published a report that central banks today are not holding the US dollar as reserves in the same quantities as in previous years. But it wasn't until last year that the issue became one of the top agendas. In 2022, Russia started to explore stable coins in and even plan to create a joint stablecoin with Iran that will be backed by gold and used for cross-border trade between the two countries. If you've been a subscriber of mine for a while, you may recall several of my latest updates on the CBDC progress. 114 plus countries around the world are at various stages of development, with the majority of them already launched.
114 plus countries already are developing a central bank digital currency. And whether this goes alongside cash in the beginning or not, the end game is to do away with cash. Because any cash-only restaurant, you're just trusting, any cash-only business, you're trusting them to report. I mean, please don't comment in the comments, but you know, cash tips for servers. If someone gives you cash for your birthday, if someone gives you $1,000 for your birthday and they give it to you cash, you know, yes, you're supposed to report it. But if you don't, the government has no recourse. So now everything would be taxed. Everything would be monitored. Continue.
Launching pilot programs or researching national digital currencies. In the context of BRICS, China has already launched its digital yuan. Russia planned to launch its digital ruble on April the 1st of 2023. However, the rollout was indefinitely postponed, allegedly due to the regulatory framework that is necessary to pilot the program not being fully finalized. As per the same report, the legislation concerning CBDC...
I want you to remember that, too. She said they tried to roll it out, and then it's been paused. So this is where I get irritated with Christians a lot, because Christians that supposedly understand everything, you know, they're going to implement this, and they're going to do away with cash. It ain't that easy. They've been trying to do digital driver's licenses for I don't know how long, and I still don't know whether they've been able to roll it out or not, the new driver's license, True ID, or whatever it was called. The government, you know... One of the reasons you should hesitate to be concerned about anything that deals with the government is, you know how frustrating it is, how slow the government moves on everything? Well, this is one time where that works to your advantage. The same way a lot of things were tried during the lockdown that never could get implemented because the money goes missing. There's problems. There's slowness in government, and there's major obstacles to do this. Thank you, Johnny, for the donation. Continue.
Could be approved by the Russian State Duma in the upcoming month and is expected to come into effect by May of 2023. This trial period for the digital ruble in Russia is planned to include 13 banks. And if you're not too familiar with the biggest CBDC red flags and what they might mean for you, there are multiple videos here on my channel that will help you learn more. So, BRICS countries are rapidly moving toward limiting their exposure to the United States dollar. China and Brazil, for example, entered into a bilateral contract that will see both countries trade in their own currencies, which means that China's yuan would be directly exchanged for Brazil's currency. All five countries that are party to BRICS are actively participating. We haven't talked much about South Africa today, but it recently sent one of its senior officials to Russia with plans to discuss, quote, recalibration of the global order with Putin. South Africa is preparing to host a BRICS summit in August of this year. A quick reminder to check out our sponsor, ExpressVPN. It is my recommended virtual private network. You can claim 3 full months of completely free service when you sign up using the link shared in the description below. It is clear that this new currency, it almost doesn't matter whether it will be a digital yuan or a rupee or anything else. There's no doubt that it will reduce the value of the United States dollar.
Pause.
De-dollarization refers to...
I don't agree. And I'm sure she's smarter than me. But you look at the economies that are, you know, there's 8 nations now. Now it's up to 11 that are forming their own currency to pull away from the dollar. Yeah, look at the countries. I'm not knocking South Africa. That's probably out of the United States and Canada. Probably the most people watching right now would be from South Africa. That's the country I've preached in the most outside of the United States and Canada. But, you know, let's be honest. Economically, and then Uganda joined in. Remember this. The United States is at $34 trillion for their economy. China's second with $14 trillion. No one else is above 10. So there's not even... Texas by itself probably dwarfs five of those six countries that are joining together. And if Texas doesn't do it by itself, Texas and California would be stronger, just those two states. California would be the sixth largest economy in the world if it was a country. That's one of the 50 states. Continue.
Reducing the dollar's dominance in global markets. Essentially, it is a process of substituting the U.S. dollar as the currency used for trading oil and other commodities. Not only will the BRICS alliance have a tremendous impact economically, but the partnership between the nations is growing stronger in terms of their foreign policies as well. They found common goals and common interests. Those who are in favor of de-dollarization say that this process would reduce other countries' dependence on the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy, which has been, of course, growing weaker. And then in turn, BRICS countries believe that moving away from the dollar would help them mitigate the impact.
Has our economy been growing weaker? Because they've been wanting it to. But the American people are very resilient. I don't know. The Chinese economy has weakened. The United States economy, with all the attacks during lockdown, which I'm sure was meant to cripple it, it never did. Continue.
Impact of economic and political changes in the United States on their economies. It will also help them reduce the exposure to currency fluctuations and interest rate changes, which can help to improve economic stability and also reduce the risk of financial crisis. This is especially important for developing nations. According to a Bloomberg report, China's yuan has replaced the U.S. dollar as the most traded currency in Russia. Previously, I mentioned that 20% of Russian central bank reserves is held in yuan. The yuan surpassed the dollar in monthly trading volume in February for the first time, and the difference became more pronounced in March, according to data that was compiled by Bloomberg, and it is based on daily...
Remember this, that... A lot of the stuff they say to get you kind of fear, I'm not saying she's trying to make people fearful, but, you know, the American dollar has now been replaced by the Chinese yuan as the most traded currency in Russia. Who cares? Russia, for as big a country land-wise as it is and prominent as it is politically, they have a very, very small economy. Very small. Continue.
Transactions reported from the Moscow Exchange. Before the invasion, the yuan's trading volume on the Russian market was absolutely negligible. If the BRICS nations do go ahead with their plan and come up with a new currency, it could help stabilize their economies given the economic, social, and political events in the West. But the question is, who will benefit the most from the new currency? Will it be China? Will it be India? Or maybe Russia? Let me know in the comments below what you think, what your take is. Thank you for watching the video. If you enjoyed it, show your support, give
Next
it a
video.
Like,
Thanks,
subscribe
Lena.
To my channel. I would love to
The Federal Reserve is considering a digital dollar.
Pause.
The implication.
This is Steve Forbes. You remember him? He ran for president as an independent back when I used to watch Saturday Night Live when I was a teenager. I think the 96 election, I think when Bob Dole ran against Clinton, if I remember right. So this isn't some dummy. You know, I was glad to see, and this is what you have to remember too. Different than the COVID lockdowns, there are powerful people that want a dollar, like Steve Forbes, and powerful businessmen, multi-billionaires that are not on board with this. So I was glad to see that he feels this way. Go ahead.
Patients for privacy and freedom are frightening. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. Central banks around the world are examining whether they should create digital currencies. China is gradually enrolling one already. Japan may launch a digital yen by 2026. India is moving ahead in this front. The Federal Reserve is on the bandwagon here, where experiments and studies are already underway. These moves to what is dubbed a central bank digital currency, CBDC, may sound like making sure financial institutions are keeping up to date and ensuring currency stability amid cryptos that are crashing in value, along with the sensational multi-billion dollar collapse of crypto exchange FTX. Now, advocates say CBDCs will help central banks better fight inflation because they'll have more direct control over the money supply, that it will sharply speed up transaction payments between buyers and sellers in the marketplace, where settlements, most particularly if they cross borders, can take days before a payment clears and you can access your money. It will also help fight money laundering and keep rogue nations from evading sanctions. But central bank digital money is ominous. The downside of governments being able to track digitally every single product or service you buy and sell is chilling. This is where China's headed. India has been trying to reassure skeptics by declaring that transactions would stay, quote, largely anonymous, end quote. But government bureaucracies won't be able to resist the temptation. They'll always have excuses like fighting crime or combating tax cheating. CBDCs would give officials a powerful tool of control and manipulation. It would be an irresistible drug for central banks trying to direct the economy. If they think the economy is overheating, they could freeze a certain percentage of your cash. Or if these poobahs decide that things are too slow, they could punish people who, they conclude, are saving too much. Spend it or lose it, they could decree. If you have undesirable political views, you might not be able to access your money, since traditional cash would be outlawed and your digital cash would be in a government-approved digital wallet. Digital cash would even allow governments to fine-tune monetary policy with individualized interest rates. Then there's the all-too-real challenge of security. Digital cash systems would be a hacker's delight. The treasure trove of data governments would have on every aspect of your life would be breached. As for speeding up payments, that can be achieved with improved electronic transfers. The Federal Reserve already has an experiment with that underway called FedNow. Congress should immediately hold hearings on the subject of central bank digital cash and ban the Fed from creating a digital dollar. Government digital cash is a formula for tyranny. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.
Good job, Steve Forbes. Next.
So the drama in the banking sector, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, has a lot of Americans concerned about how to protect their money. And of course, politicians are using that concern to their advantage as always. Several states are now trying to centralize currency with a so-called central bank digital currency, which is, by the way, not currency at all. It's software. But they're going to do it for your own good. Obviously, this is a tool of total social control. If they control your money, if they can zero out your bank account with a keystroke, then you have no autonomy. They control you. Well, in the state of South Dakota, legislators just passed a bill that would have changed the definition of money to exclude cryptocurrency, and that would put the state on a path to centralized digital currency. South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, the only governor we're aware of who's paying attention.
This is how it's hard. You know, when people say that's conspiracy theory. Can somebody explain to me why 20 states all of a sudden have it written into the legislature to pass a central bank digital currency and legalize it in the state? Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this is why the Constitution is a God-given document, no doubt about it, because it prevents this. The states have to agree, and now you got people like Kristi Noem and other governors that are already outlawing it to be used in their state. So they can't just ram it through. And I really wish Christians could get that, because I get so irritated with them. You know, it doesn't work like that. In America, now, if you're in another country, I don't know. You lost your freedoms, as you saw during the lockdowns. You lost your freedoms a long time ago. But it's not like that here. The people have the power in the United States, and they need to remember that, because the government knows it, but you need to know it. Go ahead, Tucker and Christy.
Into this, vetoed that bill. She joins us tonight to explain why. Governor, thank you very much for doing this first and for coming on. Why did you do it? You're obviously under pressure not to veto it, but you did. Why did you?
Well, Tucker, it was the right thing to do. I became aware of this bill. It wasn't introduced until almost halfway through our legislative session. We started reading through this bill that was over 110 pages long. It was sold as an update to the guidelines of the Universal Commercial Code, backed by all of our financial institutions, our banks. As we started reading through it, we...
Did you hear that? It was sold as an update to policies with finances. Basically, like, here, just sign this. These are our updated policies for this year. Then when her or whoever on her staff read through it, they found that it was going to A, allow for an implemented central bank digital currency in South Dakota, and B, ban any other cryptocurrency from being used because they're decentralized. And then you find out she's gonna tell you there's 20 other states that are in the same boat right now. So who is behind the scenes pushing this through? Continue.
Saw the section of the bill that changed the definition of currency. And essentially what it did was pave the way for a government-led CBDC, and it also banned any other form of cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or digital currency that existed. So for me, it very clearly was a threat to our freedom. In South Dakota, we are the session that completes its business earliest in the year. We are the first ones to really look at this bill and find out the truth of what's in it. And I did veto that bill. I'm asking my legislators to change their minds, to make the right decision and help me kill this bill once and for all. But I'm telling you, Tucker, we've got the same language coming to over 20 other states. I believe it's to pave a way for the federal government to control our currency and thus control people. It should be alarming to everyone, and it's being sold as a UCC guidelines update. There's no rush to do this. We need to be smart and make sure that we're doing what we can to protect people. I find it ironic that we also are having this discussion at the same time we have banks and credit card companies talking about coding gun and ammunition in a separate code so they can track it. So not only can they tie these two issues together, if the government doesn't approve of what you're purchasing, if they have the only form of digital currency out there and that is endorsed and utilized in the country, they can control how you spend that money and thus take away all your freedom.
So nicely put, and I don't think you're overstating at all the significance of this. Really quickly, do you think, and you want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt on their motives, but do you think that legislators in your state understand what this bill was actually designed to do?
Yeah, I don't know if they read it.
Pause.
Tucker, that's what is alarming.
Right. That was quite the answer. He said, do you think the people that passed it through, because that's what I was wondering. You know, South Dakota is not New York or California. How did this got passed and she vetoed it? So how did you have a Republican government in South Dakota pass it? She said, I'm not sure if they read it, because they give these people these bills now, you know, 100 pages. They've done it in the Senate and House where it was over 1,000 pages and they had less than 24 hours to approve it. They never read it. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass it to find out what's in it? That's what they do. Bake bricks quickly, like Pharaoh. So they're trying to ramrod it through, and she caught it. Good job, Governor Noem. Continue.
Thing to me is it was over 110 pages long, and they were told by lobbyists that they had listened to for the last 20 years that it's fine. It's just a regulation update. This is what we do, is adopt federal regulations. But if you start reading it, you see in there is a redefinition of currency that it says government CBDCs are okay if they're run by the government, but any other form is then banned. It is clearly a change for how people's assets are utilized. It clearly limits the freedom of people to use other forms of currency that they may choose to if it is a digital currency. And it is clearly putting power into the hands of government. If anything we should have learned the last several years is the government can't be trusted. You know, Bill Tucker, what I was surprised by was that, you know, the bills that have made it to my desk this year, people think about South Dakota being conservative and being a very Republican state. The first bill I had to veto was a tax increase. Now this has made it to my desk. We've got other challenges as well.
I really hope that what you've done inspires other governors. Appreciate your coming on tonight. Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, thank you.
Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing.
I'm not a Republican cheerleader, nor do I want to sound like one, but Tucker Carlson, you know, if that you take that show away, what is there even on television pointing out any of this stuff? So, Spideathon 2.0, central bank digital currency in light of Bible prophecy. Why don't we have Kim Walker Smith play us a song, and then I'm going to get into the Bible and define some terms and some scriptures that are key to know about end time money and then I'm going to preach a message to you. $31,640 in so far. Let's give away to anyone who gives a seat of any size. We'll send you our Revival, Jonathan Shuttlesworth Revival Tour t-shirt. Anyone that does 200 or more, I'm going to send you this book. It's the newest one I have out. Are You Going Through a Crisis? 10 Keys to Emerge as a Champion. And that's brand new. I don't even think it's available on Amazon until May 11th. We have some now, and we're going to ship them to you. And if you do 5,000 or more to help us build our church, and think of this, in not taking any loans to build the church, we're probably going to rob the banks of several million dollars that they'd get through interest. Oh, and we have a new shirt. Let's see it. This is me seeing it for the first time. Make your tomorrows bigger than your yesterdays with our crest. I like that. So I saw that yesterday in a chapter of a book I was reading. Make your tomorrows bigger than your yesterdays. Let's do the Revival Tour shirt for any seed. Let's do both shirts for 100 or more. Let's do Are You Going Through a Crisis? I want to get the book out. So I'll say for 500 or more. And then 1,000 or more, we'll do it. We'll throw a Dake Bible in with it. 10,000, I'll autograph everything. This is Kim Walker Smith from the Revival Today Church stage, and I'll be right back with you. Keep it right here, Spite-a-thon 2.0.
Yeah. Just receive it. Receive the freedom.
Kim Walker Smith at the Great Revival Today Church. Great job, Kim Walker Smith. It came on short notice, and I appreciate it. Got the number on the top of the screen if you want to call for prayer or if you want to call and get your seat in the ground as we build this church, up to $32,640 in 54 minutes and 30 seconds. Not bad. $20,000 of that came from a Colonel Shuttlesworth in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Colonel. Stephanie in Pittsburgh, $195. Dollar seed. Ryan in Brewer, Maine. I lived in Brewer, Maine. $500 seed. John in Pittsburgh, $20 seed. Thank you. Revival Ministries, Clearfield, Pennsylvania, $125 seed. Kern in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, $200 seed. Thank you. Vanessa, Homestead, Florida, $200 seed. Renee in Queensland, Australia. Wow, $50 seed. I don't even know what time it is there right now. Thank you. Brandon, Freedom, Pennsylvania, $360 seed. And my friend, Jeff, who before I was friends with him, I was friends with his grandmother, Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, $1,000 seed. Thank you so much. So nice hearing from you tonight, 412-787-2578. We have people standing by to receive your seed and to take any prayer requests that you have. And we want to do that for you. If you like what you saw, that's our church. We meet 10 a.m. Montour Junction Sports Complex every Sunday. That's Revival Today Church. I'm the pastor, Jonathan Shuttlesworth. We have our marriage conference this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at 107 Patton Drive, 107 Patton Drive, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. I'm going to be doing that with my wife, Adalis. She has her women, and that's free to attend. Actually, let's just run through everything. We have that Wednesday. Thursday, we have Revival Today Executives with Adam Lamb, correct? Graphic or no graphic? No graphic. So Thursday, what time is it? 1 p.m. Adam Lamb, great executive. I'm going to be there. This is a program we have at our church for entrepreneurs and executives that want to build the kingdom of God with your finances, from your business. Not just be a Christian in the marketplace. And this is great. That's also free to sign up. 1 p.m., 107 Patton Drive, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania. Then Friday, Women's Conference, also free. Register at rtcregister.com. The Kentucky Derby Rain Ladies Night. 107 Patton Drive, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. We'd love to have you. If you're from out of state, it's a good Friday to fly in on. You'll meet tons of great ladies from all over the place that have common interests with you, make some new friends. So that's great. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have great things going on. And then I'm going to be in Wisconsin Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night. The Way Church in Greendale, Wisconsin. That's my first time ever preaching in Wisconsin at Martin Luther High School. RevivalToday.com events. Then Wednesday, one night only, Fort Worth, Texas. Hopefully there'll be no tornado this time. Would be great. The Hilton Fort Worth in Fort Worth, Texas, 7 p.m. I'll be there with Adonis. It's going to be a great meeting. All right, let's get to it. Spideathon 2.0, Central Bank Digital Currency in Light of Bible Prophecy. Take your Bible and open it with me. I want to define some terms. Mark chapter 5 and go over some introductory things out of the Word of God. Mark chapter 5. The Bible says there was a woman, verse 25, Mark 5, 25, a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. But she heard about Jesus. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe, for she thought to herself, I know if I can just touch him, I will be made whole. And immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. You know, when all this news about central bank digital currency came out, on the heels of what we all just went through with lockdown, I felt the Lord speak this story to me. And some of you that heard me preach during the lockdown heard me use this text. There was a woman who had an internal bleeding, suffered with an issue of blood for 12 years, and had spent everything she owned on doctors. I want you to write that down. Spent everything she owned. Sickness, finances. The sickness came first, and then the financial attack came second. Well, say this with me. You can write it in the comments if you'd like. The devil has no new tricks. The devil has no new tricks. So the same strategy he had on this woman 2,000 years ago, he's been trying to implement now. First you had an attack of sickness worldwide. And even during that attack of sickness, you had people, the whole Build Back Better campaign, it was a plan to collapse economies and then bring them in to a new normal, a different economy. You know, the plan was you're going to have to get the you-know-what in order to participate in society. And so you have the sickness attack first. We got through that. And now you're dealing with the back end of that, which is now a finance attack. The same way there was an attack in the area of sickness and disease, now there's an attack in the area of finances that's rooted in demonic power. I want to read you another verse off the cuff. 3 John, verse 2. You guys can take the bottom banner away. 3 John, verse 2. Brethren, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Brethren, I would, 3 John 2. Brethren, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, that's a verse in the Bible that if you're anti-prosperity is very difficult to get around, because it's brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper physically and financially and be in health physically, even as your soul internally prospers. So the only way to get around that verse, if you don't believe God's a God of prosperity, is to say what they taught at my Bible college. That was a common greeting of the day. But that's, you can't say that about the Bible, because there's no common greetings of the day in the Bible. Nobody was allowed to throw in a straight line. All scripture is inspired by God. All scripture is God-breathed. So I want you to see something here. The devil has a two-pronged attack, sickness and poverty. And God has a twofold blessing to counter it. Brethren, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health. The devil has sickness, God has health. The devil has poverty, God has prosperity. And so the devil has no new tricks. What he pulled on that lady is still what he's trying to pull today. Now, turn to Revelation 13. I want to show you some things that I feel like are commonly, if I could get a little more monitor, guys in the control room, I feel these are things that people kind of know, but I want to make it where you don't kind of know them, that we really know them. Revelation 13. Why should there be a total, every fiber of your being against digital currency? Revelation 13. Talking about the Antichrist and the Antichrist system. He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark in the right hand or in the forehead. And no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. So you heard when we were watching what people had to say about CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, that they said, though this could be a control thing, that there's been promises made that it's not going to be used for that. I mean, you really would have to have an IQ lower than room temperature. After, like Christy Noem said, after everything that's happened the last 3 years, are you going to trust the government to have control over your whole finances, including, think of this, if all your finances are in a digital wallet, then all they have to do, if they don't like what you're doing or what you stand for or where you go to church or what you post on social media, is to turn your chip off, to turn your digital wallet off, and you can't buy or sell anything. And if someone was actually stupid enough to say, well, I don't think anybody would do that, the Bible tells you where this is leading. This is leading where no one can buy or sell anything. No one can buy anything and no one can sell anything unless they pledge allegiance to a one world government, one world leader, and one world religion. That's what cash does. Cash makes it, or I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, whether the government likes it or not. And look how you already have people crossing that bridge. PayPal had it written down and still has it written down, that they'll fine you $2,500 per infraction of misinformation on social media. Who determines what's misinformation? Everything that was quote unquote misinformation in 2020 is now correct information in 2023. And you need to know where this is leading. Good evening to you, Miss Marie. Turn to Luke 17:28. I want to show you more things about the end time economy. Luke 17:28. Let's start up at 26. Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up until the time when Noah entered his boat and the flood came and destroyed them all. I want you to write those three words down. Banquets, parties, weddings. What's it going to be like? Hey, Evangelist Joseph Martin. I love you, my friend. What's going to be going on right before Christ comes back? Are we going to be in Fallout 76? Is everybody going to be in a bomb shelter? No. There's no pre-apocalypse before the apocalypse. There will be parties, banquets, just like it was in Noah's day. Nobody knew it was coming. When everyone's saying peace and safety, the Bible says, then there will be sudden destruction. Somebody said in the app, I sent you a YouTube video via Instagram about the CBDC. It's much worse than we're being told. How can it be worse than what I'm reading you? I'm telling you that where it leads is to you being beheaded if you don't receive it. So, you know, I don't know what you mean by worse than what we're being told. I'm telling you that if you allow this to go through, it's over. 28. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business. See, what Jesus is trying to tell you here in Luke 17, there's not going to be this. The devil's been pushing this stuff. I mean, since before Hitler, the devil's on God's clock. God's not on the devil's clock. So the devil's always overreaching, trying to do the things that you read about in the tribulation before it's time for that. And that's why it's important that you understand a pre-tribulation rapture. And I would encourage you to type in Jonathan Shuttlesworth rapture on YouTube when you finish this, and watch what I teach on it. Because if you think this stuff can go on while the church is here, you're going to be full of a spirit of fear and a nervous wreck. And when people don't have an understanding of this, I can always tell because they're defeatists. Did you hear what they're going to do? No, they are not going to be able to choke me out and choke the church out before the rapture. This is the hour of the church, and any attempt to choke the church out can't work if we stand against it. And I don't know about you, but I know about me, but I do know about you. Everybody right, I'm standing against it. So now look what Jesus says. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building, until the morning Lot left Sodom. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Verse 30, yes, it will be business as usual. Write that down. Business as usual, right up to the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Write those words down. Ben, let me get this speaker turned up. I don't hear any sound. I feel like I'm speaking in an empty room. Write these words down. Buying and selling, farming and building, being married and given in marriage. So let's focus on, write the words down, farming and building. There's going to be building going on before Christ returns. There's going to be farming. We're going to run out of food. There's going to be, no. What did they say? I mean, if we were holding this a year ago, everybody was convinced that there's no wheat. There's going to be a wheat shortage. Everybody was saying that. Where was the wheat shortage? Where's the egg shortage? Where's the beef shortage? You know, remember this. And yeah, nefarious things are going on for sure. But every time they show a food processing plant on fire, number one, check when the date was, because they'll show old videos from 2014 just to scare people. Number two, there's over 40,000 food processing plants in the United States. So remember that. Where's the beef shortage? Where's the chicken shortage? Where's the egg shortage? It's not on, right? Always trying to get you afraid. Well, the Bible, when you hear people worried about that, they either don't know the Bible or they don't believe the Bible. I'm talking about Christians. You know, thanks a lot. You have people on Christian television, and I'm on Christian television. I'm not against Christian television, that sell a 7-year supply of food so you can endure the tribulation. I want you to write this in the comments and remember it the rest of your life. I'm not enduring the tribulation. I'm getting out of here. There's a great catching away. As it was in the days of Lot. Now think of this. As it was in the days of Lot. As it was in the days of Noah. Did Lot have to get burned up with Sodom and Gomorrah and find shelter and find a way to survive? No. Angels pulled him out. Noah was sealed in the ark before the first, not before the flood came, before the first drop of rain fell. You can write it in the comments. I'm getting out of here. I'm not sticking around for that. This is the church age, and the church age doesn't gradually come to an end. There's an abrupt ending called the rapture. The pulling out of the church, like Lot was pulled out, like Noah and his family were pulled out. We're going to be pulled out. Brianne, Owasso, Oklahoma, needs a breakthrough outcome for pending court case. Tyrone in South Carolina, sisters battling cancer. Amanda in Tampa, Florida, peace and fire of God. Fevin in Mobile, Alabama, received salvation and got delivered of drug addiction instantly. That's awesome. Nagua in Statesville, North Carolina, $300 seed. Brandon in Montclair, California, $1,000 seed. God bless you. Jeremy in Tampa, $5 seed. Craig in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, $100 seed. God bless you. Joseph in Kissimmee, Florida, $5 seed. God bless you. Wisdom, Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. I know him. I like him. $500 seed. Thank you. Amy in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, $5 seed. God bless you. Sam, Kingsland, Georgia, $100 seed. Mariana in Kissimmee, Florida, $20 seed. And Albert in Kissimmee, Florida. Boy, blowing up in Kissimmee, Florida tonight. That's the town you stay in if you don't go to a Disney resort. And a $10 seed. I want to say thank you. Thank you, everybody. You can get your prayer requests in. You can get your seed in the ground. And we're going to pray for everybody before we go off the broadcast. 412-787-2578. All right. So write that down. Buying and selling. What's it going to be like just before Christ returns? There'll be buying and selling. So everybody that tries to get you nervous about complete economic collapse, they're not in line with the Bible. Jesus said, before I return, there will be buying and selling. There'll be farming and building. It's not going to be Book of Eli. It's not going to be Fallout 76. There is going to be functional economy. I'm going to tell you this. Until Christ returns, until the rapture, there is going to be plenty of oil, plenty of gasoline, plenty of airplanes, plenty of everything necessary to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not going to run out. God did not create the earth to run out. Turn to 2 Thessalonians 2:6. Let's go through some important scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 2:6. Let's start up at 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. Hey, Nick, can you get... Yeah, maybe it was that one that wasn't working. Can you get that clip from that you sent to the group today? Just so I can play it. Have him pull it up and get it ready. I'm going to play it quickly. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And you know, listen now, the Bible's talking about the Antichrist and the Antichrist spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2:6. And you know what withholdeth him, that he might be revealed at his time. And you know what withholdeth or restraineth him. Let me see what the note is. There's something, now don't miss this. There's something that's withholding the Antichrist, according to the Bible. Paul said, you know, which means he taught them when he was there. You know what's holding him back. And the Bible says there'll be a great falling away. When you see this stuff, you know we're coming to the end, but the end is not yet. Let me see, this is a clip from last Sunday at Mike Todd's Transformation Church. This just happened on Sunday, this last Sunday. So when the Bible says there'll be a great falling away, it doesn't mean sinners will get more sinful. It means people that were once in the faith are going to fall away, be overtaken by seducing spirits, and you can see it like every Sunday, whether it's a drag queen preaching at a church, doing a drag queen show for children at a church altar, or stuff like this.
But scripture said that manna came from heaven and it was bread to them. We don't make it rain on booty cheeks. We don't make it rain on strippers. We only reverence one stripper, and that's the one that took off glory to put on humanity and then get butt naked on a cross to die for both you and me. The only stripper I'm in love with is Jesus. And he's the one that puts that bread in my pocket. That bread in my pocket.
Play it one more time.
But scripture said that manna came from heaven. And it was bread to them. We don't make it rain on booty cheeks. We don't make it rain on strippers. We only reverence one stripper. And that's the one that took off glory to put on humanity and then get butt naked on a cross to die for both you and me. The only stripper I'm in love with is Jesus. And he's the one that puts that bread in my pocket. That bread in my pocket.
If I didn't have more pressing business, I'd fly to Oklahoma and light your ass up myself. But God will do it for me. I'll tell you that. To call Jesus that, but the Bible says that's a sign of the times. Great falling away. Unbelievable, but believable because the Bible says it. So the Bible tells you that there's going to be, sorry, I thought I could play that and take it in stride, but because I'd seen it before, but it actually irritates me more every time I see it. So the Bible tells you there's something holding the Antichrist back. But the Antichrist, though it's looking to do that now, it can't do what it wants to till he that is in the way is removed. What is the he that is standing in the way? Listen to this now. What is the he that's standing in the way of what the Antichrist is trying to do? The theologian in the notes says it can only be one of three things. Human governments, but no, there'll still be human governments here when the Antichrist is in power. Two, will it be the Holy Spirit? No, because the Holy Spirit will not be removed from the earth. 12,000 Jews from all 12 tribes will be saved during the tribulation. That's right. Nella is ahead of me on YouTube, and John Castellano. The church, Fernando, now Martinez, now everybody's getting it. The church is the restrainer. Now, if you've missed everything I've said ever, don't miss this. Because anytime people get nervous about what's going on in the world, they don't have an understanding of the dominion that the church has. Adam had dominion. Adam lost dominion to Satan when he obeyed him. Jesus came and defeated Satan and took the keys from him and gave that authority to the church, which is his body. So I want you to write in the comments the answer to this question. Who has dominion? Who has dominion? What entity has dominion on the earth right now? Does the devil have it? Does the World Economic Forum have it? Does the United Nations have it? Who? That's right. The church has dominion. Very good. Now, anytime you're tempted to get nervous about what's going on in the world, you should put your hand on your belly and say right out loud, "Thank you, Father, that I have dominion because I'm a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the head. We are the body." Dominion means other outside forces cannot dictate your life. My life is not dictated from the outside in. My life is dictated from the inside out. Greater is he who lives in me than he that is in the world. Write that scripture down. Greater is he who lives in me than he who lives in the world. Now, listen to this now. There's a satanic convention coming up soon. It's sold out. Congratulations for selling it out. It's in one ballroom in one city. And you've got all kinds of Christians. We need to take authority over that. I already have authority over it. Go have your little meeting. Then you're gonna do it. You can't do anything to me. You can't stop me. You can't touch me. Greater is he that lives in me than every demon spirit, all of them put together. Every witch, listen to this now, if every witch on planet Earth and the World Economic Forum and every demon spirit all ganged up to take you out, there's more strength in you by the Holy Ghost than there is power in those spirits. That's right. Good job, Alexandria. 1 John 4:4. Lucy said, Satan is a toothless foe. I like that. All he can do is talk, but Jesus took his teeth out. He can't bite. Greater is he, good job, Shauna from Kentucky. Greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world. Now write this down in all caps, and I want you to say it as you write it. You need to remember this. I have dominion. I'm not trying to get dominion. I have dominion. I'm alive for such a time as this. I have dominion. Now, do you guys have what I prophesied? Now, let's get into the meat of this right now. Because I have dominion, though Satan comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against it. This is what the Lord took me back to when I was in Hobbs. I was getting ready to preach on this, and the Lord spoke to me. Don't you remember what I told you is actually going to happen this year? This is not the year for money to get choked out from the church and the body of Christ. This is the year of the wealth transfer. You guys have it or no? All right, here's what I said on New Year's Eve that the Lord spoke to me. This is December 31st, 2022. This is what the Lord spoke to me this year is going to be about. There's no shortage of money. It's just in the wrong hands. God is going to do something about that in 2023. I said, God is going to do something about that in 2023. The wealth that's being kept in cisterns, thought secure by wicked men, will be tapped this year and flow like a mighty river into the hands of the righteous. Groundbreaking, generational financial testimonies. I'm not making up words to get applause. Groundbreaking, generational financial testimonies. Groundbreaking. Do you know what generational means? It means your kids don't know anything like how you grew up. By one act of God. Where do you get that from? Say this, this is a scripture. Say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs. Now, I read it to you in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. God didn't just defeat the enemies. All the wealth that they had, instead of fighting, the children of God just came to collect it. The wealth that's being kept in cisterns, thought secure by wicked men, will be tapped this year and flow like a mighty river into the hands of the righteous. Groundbreaking, generational financial testimonies. The kind you'd hear about once in a lifetime in church will become the order of the day in 2023. Financially speaking, 2023 will be an extra bad year to be wicked and an amazing year to be righteous. Now, you think wealth of the wicked's laid up for the just. You think I'm talking about sinners only, like bars and stuff. You're going to see more for sale signs in the yards of churches all over America than you've ever seen in your life. I just want to say to all my friends that hate watch me, that are in ministry, if you put a rainbow flag on your church or a Black Lives Matter flag on your church, make sure to get a for sale sign ready, because that's the one that comes next. So I felt the Lord speak to me almost like, hey, Jonathan, did you forget your own prophecy? This is going to be a bad year to be wicked and an especially good year to be righteous. This is James chapter 5, verse 1. Look here, you rich people, weep and groan with anguish because of all the terrible troubles ahead of you. Your wealth is rotting away and your fine clothes are moth-eaten rags. Your gold and silver are corroded. The very wealth you were counting on will eat away your flesh like fire. This corroded treasure you've hoarded will testify against you on the day of judgment. For listen, hear the cries of the field workers whom you have cheated of their pay. The cries of those who harvest your field have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You've spent your years on earth in luxury, satisfying your every desire. You've fattened yourselves for the day of slaughter. You've condemned and killed innocent people who did not resist you. Then it says how the husbandman hath long patience for the fruit of the earth, talking about the last days. So listen to me now. God's already irritated that people that work are having their wages withheld for him. He's already irritated. Now you're going to do a plan to further control and further keep them down? Oh, no. That plan is going to fail. Now you listen to me. That CBDC plan is going to fail this year. This round. I'll say it like that. Not this year. This round. This round, that CBDC plan is going to fail. And not only is it going to fail, there is going, and I can't tell you how. We're going to watch it play out. But there's going to be a backfiring of it, where there's going to be a judgment that comes on the money of the wicked. Those that are holding, causing moms and dads to work all day from early in the morning, get home late at night, can't raise their children, can't enjoy life. The average American now has no savings and $200 in a checking account. God's had enough. And the wealth that's being kept in those cisterns that they think are secure, it's going to get tapped. And the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Proverbs 13:22. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 26 through 28. I'm giving you some wealth transfer scriptures. Turn to Ecclesiastes 2. Ecclesiastes 2:26. There is no 28. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. Well, if you're living righteously and you please God, then you have access to those things. I like that, Veronica. I'm glad I got to meet you in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Ecclesiastes 2:26. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. You don't have to pray for those things. You have them given to you. I want you to say right out loud, I have wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please him. Write down those two words, wealth transfer. Proverbs 13:22, Ecclesiastes 2:26, Exodus 12:36-38, 2 Chronicles 20, 1 Kings 17. Do you know when those ravens fed Elijah? Some Jewish traditions say that that was Ahab's trained ravens that took food off his table and fed Elijah with it. 2 Kings 7 and 8, wealth transfer. Acts 28, 1 through 10 with Paul. I'm going to give you four instructions that the Lord gave me. Knowing these things that are on the horizon, what should you do to be a part of this end time wealth transfer? What should you know? What should you do? I'm going to get to that. I'm going to have Kim Walker Smith on the Revival Today Church stage sing us a song. I want you to get ready. We're going to close out this session with a word from God. Grab your Bible and get ready. You're going to have the best year you've ever had, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. 412-787-2578. Remember, we're giving away a brand new t-shirt, then one of the old classic ones for everybody that gives. We're sending my new book, Are You Going Through a Crisis? 10 Keys to Emerge as a Champion. And some other things. We got operators standing by to hear from you. Thanks for standing with us. Thanks for being a part of Spideathon 2.0 that has more people watching than Spideathon 1.0. Central Bank Digital Currency in Light of Bible Prophecy. I'll see you on the other side of this in our brand new studio that just got built out for tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like. You're going to get to see it too, right after Kim Walker Smith. Take a look.
Oh, it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And oh, praise the one who paid my debt. Oh, he raised me. Yes, he raised me.
Conference, 7 p.m., 107 Patton Drive. We have Thursday, the Revival Today Executives. This is all free. Wednesday, 7 p.m., April 19th, Marriage Conference. Revival Today Executives, 1 p.m. on Thursday. And then Friday, Adalis is having her Kentucky Derby Rain Ladies Night, April 21st, Friday, 7 p.m. So that's all free to attend. If you're a lady, you'll love that. And not you think you might be interested in becoming a lady. You're an actual lady. There's no doubt about your ladiness. All right. Spideathon 2.0, it's been great. Hope you've enjoyed all being back together. Central Bank Digital Currency in Light of Bible Prophecy. Next session, we're going to go on a couple of bills that they're looking to pass. You can tell that they're ramping things up for the election, you know. And that gives me hope, because if everything was in the bag, they wouldn't be trying to pass radical legislation like they're doing right now. Hope you're enjoying our brand new studio, preaching studio that we have, so we can still have church downstairs when we do these Spideathon events and sessions together. This has been great. Man, I've really enjoyed this. Great to have everybody on. And hope to see you in Pittsburgh this week. And then Wisconsin, if you're in the Midwest. I've got a lot of people coming out to Wisconsin. I've been getting a ton of correspondence from people that are coming to Wisconsin. Got one today from Minnesota. People are going to drive in from everywhere. Greendale, Wisconsin, The Way Church, Friday, April 21st at 7 p.m., Saturday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you there and being with you. 2 Kings chapter 7. Now, this is what the Lord gave me back in the fall when they were messing with the power grid and transportation, electric cars, this whole thing. This is a scripture I want to read to you. And remember what we talked about in the last segment. If you are awaiting the collapse of the dollar and the stock market to collapse in an apocalypse, what's that going to cause you to do? That's going to cause you to be frozen in inactivity and not do anything, which is exactly what the devil wants. This is not the time for the devil to take over. This is time for the church to take over. And I hope you'll realize this as you're with me. What have you seen Adalys and I and Revival Today Church? What have we role modeled for you? If you'll go forward in this time, God will back you, because God's not looking to protect you and you to hide in the woods while the Antichrist system is implemented. This is the last run that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has. It's time for us to run. So I want you to write in the comments, I'm going to run. It's running time. It's time to do what God's put in your heart to do. 2 Kings chapter 7. The Bible says in 2 Kings 7, verse 1. Now, the whole area is in lockdown. They're under siege, like a literal siege. No food can get in, total food shortage. No restriction of movement. This is the devil. He's been doing the same thing. Just choke everything out. Choke the life out of everything. No freedom to travel. No food. That's the devil. Now watch how it reverses. 2 Kings 7:1. Elisha replied, "Listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow in the markets of Samaria, six quarts of choice flour will cost only one piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost only one piece of silver." The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, "That couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven." But Elisha replied, "You'll see it happen with your eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it." Now there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gates. "Why sit we here until we die?" they asked each other. "We'll starve if we stay here, but with the famine in the city, we'll starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway." I want you to write that in the comments. I want you to write that in your notes. What did those four lepers say? "Why sit we here until we die?" That's what the devil wants. He wants you immobilized. You know, what's the use? No, why sit here and wait to die? Why let outside factors dictate your life to you? Let's make a move. Write the second thing down. Right? Let's make a move. If you get on the other side of what I'm preaching, then you're just perpetually afraid. I've been hearing the dollar's going to collapse every year since I got out of Bible college for 21 years. Need to buy gold. You know, the Bible actually says, I'm not knocking gold ownership, but the Bible actually says the day will come where people will throw their gold in the streets. So, you know, it is stupid to allow this stuff. Knowing that the church has dominion, it is stupid to allow outside news to put you into a state of immobilization. Why sit we here till we die? Let's make a move. You know me. I travel and preach. I meet people all the time. "I've been thinking about starting something. How old are you? 51. What's to think about? You know, we don't live till we're 600 anymore. You're 51. I'd get moving. I'm 42, and it feels like a snap of the finger ago, I was 21 getting out of Bible college. Whatever, it's time to make a move. Why sit we here till we die? This is not time for the church to be immobile. Now look, there's no way anyone could say anything different than that God's backing what Adonis and I are doing. Why? Because Reinhard Bonnke said, God doesn't sit with the sitters, he moves with the movers. So write that down, right? I'm a mover. So at twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, no one was there. For the Lord caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping of horses and the sounds of a great army approaching. The king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us, they cried to one another. So they panicked and ran into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else as they fled for their lives. When the men with leprosy arrived at the edge of the camp, they went into one tent after another, eating and drinking wine, and they carried off silver and gold and clothing and hid it. Finally, they said to each other, "This is not right. This is a day of good news, and we're not sharing it with anyone. If we wait until morning, some calamity will fall upon us. Come, let's go back and tell the people at the palace." So they went back to the city and told the gatekeepers what had happened. "We went out to the Aramean camp. No one was there. The horses and donkeys were tethered, and the tents were all in order, but there wasn't a single person around." Then the gatekeepers shouted the news to the people in the palace for the sake of time. So everything happened exactly as the man of God had predicted when the king came to his house. 2 Kings 7:18. The man of God had said to the king, "By this time tomorrow, the markets in the markets of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost 1 piece of silver." The king's officer had replied, "That couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven." And the man of God had said, "You'll see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it." And so it was, for the people trampled him to death at the gate. There's wealth transfer. The wealth of the wicked who were surrounding the people of God, not only did their plan fail, their wealth passed into the hands of the righteous. Then here's a second one, 2 Kings 8:1. Elisha had told the woman whose son he had brought back to life, "Take your family and move to some other place, for the Lord has called for a famine on Israel that will last for 7 years. So the woman did as the man of God instructed. She took her family and settled in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. After the famine ended, she returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to see the king about getting her house and land. As she came in, the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God. The king had just said, "Tell me some stories about the great things Elisha has done." And Gehazi was telling the king about the time Elisha had brought a boy back to life. At that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in to make her appeal. And the king was appealed to the king about her house and land. "Look, my lord," the king, Gehazi exclaimed, "this here is the woman now. And this is her son, the very one Elisha brought back to life. Is this true?" the king asked her, and she told him the story. So he directed one of his officials to see that everything she had lost was restored. Write that down. Everything she had lost was restored, including the value of any crops that had been harvested in her absence. And write those two words again, wealth transfer. And I want you to get ready for that. This isn't, the Bible doesn't say in the last days wealth's going to get transferred out of the hands of the righteous into the hands of the wicked. The Bible says in the last days, the wealth that's in the hands of the wicked is going to come into the hands of the righteous. That's what happened when they broke out of Egypt. "Ask your Egyptian captors for their silver and gold, and they will give it to you." And what we're in right now is a replay of that. They had their Passover lamb. Christ is our Passover lamb. You should have an expectation that this is going to be the best year you've ever had. How can you know any of these things? Not all of them, any of them. And have an expectation of a hard year or things not working out or a bad economy. Now think of this. If you got Aramean news, it was a bad economy. So when they report about bank failing and all that stuff, write this down. I live in this world, but I'm not of this world. No, we're on our own track. We have, the Bible says in Malachi 3, then again will you see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who serve him not. Can you say amen? Wealth is coming into your hands. If you'll stay hooked up with the Holy Ghost, God will give you divine ideas. God will show you how to get on a different track that is not in the control of the world. I want to give you three practical things, because if I were you, if I watch something like this, I think, yes, I believe you. Now tell me what to do. What do I do practically to get in on this? Number one, watch out for free money. And I'm saying that negatively. If they offered every U.S. citizen $100,000 that would do away with cash and go to central bank digital currency, they'd all take it and think it was the best thing ever. Just like you had churches talk about the PPP loan money. Hey, the government's giving us money. The government never gives free money. It's to implement something. So be very wary. Watch out for free money offered to you by the government. I was telling one of my friends in the ministry, I said, it's amazing how if you talk to the average full gospel pastor, they say they're against communism. No, I don't like communism. I'm against it with every fiber of my being. Then when the government said, close your church down and we'll give you money, they said, oh, that's great. What do you think communism is? For them to tell you to shut down what you do to produce and them give you money instead, that's communism. And 97% of pastors were not only did it, they were happy about it. Just so you know, this ministry never took any PPP. Don't take. Do what your father Abraham said. I won't take so much as a shoe latchet from the king of Sodom, lest the king of Sodom say, I made Abram rich. I don't want your money. I want the open window of heaven. I don't want government money. I don't. No, this is a blessing. This is tailor-made for the church. Yeah, I bet it is. I don't want it. Be wary of free money offered to you by the government. Number two, get out of all dependency on debt and the debt system. Operate from a surplus. And I might take a whole night and preach on this, a message entitled, Borrowing is Anti-Covenant. I'm trying to role model in this ministry how you can do things with no loans, debt-free. When that church we're building, when we turn the key, it'll be debt-free. It's going to get done ahead of schedule. It's going to get done under budget. And when we turn the key, we're going to be debt free. Get out of dependency on debt. Not get out of debt. Obviously, that's good too. But I don't mean that. I mean, get out of operating where you need loans to function. You need to borrow money from banks to function. They have you by the balls if you do that. They have you. They have you by the throat. We'll say that. They have you by the throat if you do that. Get out of dependency on debt. Learn to operate by the Holy Ghost, not by the arm of flesh. Jeremiah 17. Cursed is the man who leans on the arm of flesh, and in so doing, turns his heart away from the Lord. And number three, if you believe all these things, which you have, you could have shut YouTube off a long time ago and said, I'm watching something else. Something registers with you about this. How do you get in on it? Sow precious seed. S-O-W. Sow precious seed. I want you to write this down. You can't give God your trash and expect his treasure. You cannot give God your trash. Hey, Michael from Ambridge on the app. That's not far from here. You can't so give God your trash and expect his treasure. Sow precious seed. Let each man give as he's directed by the Spirit, not reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a cheerful giver. I told our church on Sunday, the tithe and the offering is your disconnection from the world system and your connection into heaven's money system. And believe me, heaven has a money system. Who wrote that down? Joey. Joey Fiotti wrote Malachi 1. That's right, Malachi 1, 6 through 10. Oh, how I wish someone would bolt the doors of the temple shut so I wouldn't have to look at these worthless offerings. Abel's offering was accepted. Cain's offering was rejected. That's why some people, they give, but they don't have anything to show for it because they've never given precious seed. Precious seed. No one should feel any pressure to give tonight. So I gave it the last spider-thon. I'm not, there's 1,000 people watching right now. This isn't targeted at anybody, but it is an open invitation that the soil of this ministry is good soil. And people can testify that are watching. It produces because we're producing for the kingdom. This would be a great night to put something of you. That's what sowing is. Money represents you. Took the best of your time and the best of your talent to get the money. And when you take it and say, God, I'm sowing this in faith. Let me ask you a question. What are your dreams? What do you believe in God to do? I'm going to tell you one story, and then I'm going to give you a chance to give. And we'll wrap up session one of this great night, Spideathon 2.0, Central Bank Digital Currency in Light of Bible Prophecy. Do you know what I did? Camila was off school last week. So I took him to right after Easter, we drove straight to the New Jersey shore. Ocean City is beautiful, and Atlantic City that's near there has great restaurants that have been open since the 1800s. There's one that's an Italian restaurant that didn't even have a listed phone number till recently. It's the basement of one woman's home with like 4 tables. That thing's been open for, imagine the deals that went down in that place. So it's a great place to eat. Ocean City's a super family-friendly place in New Jersey. So we went there. Camila loves it. And then I get a text message from Pastor Dean Shropshire in Hobbs, New Mexico. Your friend Jesse Duplantis is coming to preach on Wednesday night. Why don't you come and see him and hang out with us, and then I'll have you preach Thursday, and then you go there Friday to preach. So I said, okay. And then I told Adonis this. I'm gonna do an experiment. I'm going to take all the offerings for the people that I'm with, and I'm not going to take any offerings for me the whole week, and let's see what God does. See, that's called sowing. They don't pay for my flight. Not they would. I don't ask. Charter a plane, get my own place to stay, all that stuff. And now I'm going to do an experiment. I want to see if the things that I teach the other people actually work. So let's sow. Because in the natural, you're getting ready to build an 8-figure church. Millions of dollars. Man, I'm glad he invited me to preach. I'm going to take a real strong offering and let's try to get all we can get. Well, how about this? Let's see if the giving will outproduce what you would try to just receive. And you're not wrong to receive an offering or do that. But let's see. Let's do a sowing experiment. That's what I told Adonis. So we received the offering for the church in New Mexico. And a guy handed me a check for $10,000 after the service. And in the lobby, somebody handed Adonis a check for $100,000. I gave him the offering, but we wanted to bring this to you for the church. That's $110,000 for one night. Then we go to the next church, take all the offerings for that church. And someone outside of the service handed us a check for $200,000. We came back with $310,000. Now, there's big churches that if you speak at their big conference, give you $25,000. And that's like the height of Christianity. So let's say I did 2 of those, I'd have come back with $50,000. But then God's way, where you give, it's more blessed to give than to receive. The blessing stays with the one that gives. When you turn your faith loose, it'll take you to a level higher than you could have struggled to yourself. Giving is an opportunity to get into a financial covenant with God. They're going to play, because I've seen it before. Some of you have seen it before. Some of you haven't. I want to see it again. You need to see it again. We're going to play the miracle of the land that we were given in Pittsburgh to build this church. Adonis was at a meeting today with the city, moving ahead with the vision. Hallelujah. And I'm going to believe God with you. As I give you this opportunity to sow, I'm going to come right back on and pray with you. We're not going to drag it out. Ask the Holy Ghost what would be your dream seed. There's something that if you'll listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and give what he tells you to give, it'll put you on a track. A, it's a faster track than the world's track. B, it's a track that the world can't control. It takes you. Whatever they're going to pass, like Isaac in Genesis 26, they can stop up your wells, but they can't stop up your blessing. They can stop up your wells, but they can't stop you. The well isn't what's blessed, you're blessed. If they seized all your assets, you'd have it back by the end of the week. Do you know that $1 million seed we sowed on the last Spideathon? You know all that money and more came back within 9 days? I thought it might come back if we were hustling in 4 months. 9 days, boom, because it works. What would the Lord have you to give? I'm going to collect everybody's giving, and I'm going to join my faith with you. When you call in, I want you to tell whoever you're sowing, whoever takes your call, I want you to tell them what you're believing God to do. Turn your faith loose. Give your seed an assignment. Give God a job to do with your seed. I'm believing you to do this for my business. And if you're believing for your business, sow a seed from your business. If you're believing for personal, a house, something to go to the next level, give God an assignment. You know what the prayer partners do? That's you coming into agreement with somebody. You're not going to have anybody answer the phone from my ministry and say, now take it easy with that. No. What do you believe in God for? We got people sitting by. Some of you have nobody to join your faith with. If your family knew what you were believing God for, they'd now take it easy. But no, not here. We're going to come into agreement with you, and then I'm going to pray in about 6 minutes. So go to the phones right now. 412-787-2578. 412-787-2578. What would the Holy Spirit speak to you to give? Then they're going to put the other ways to give up on the screen. The other ways to give. Text RT to 50155. The easiest way is what you see at the top there. Go to revivaltoday.com and click give now. Cash App, $RT give, Venmo, @RTGive, PayPal, revivaltoday.com, Facebook, you can use #donate. What else we got? Crypto, you can scan that QR code. I'll give you about 5 seconds to take your phone and grab that. You can mail it, P.O. Box 7, Prosperity, Pennsylvania, 15329. Make your check out to Revival Today. And then don't forget to claim your offer at revivaltoday.com. Claim my offer. The number to call, 412-787-2578. Before we go to that clip of the land, Kevin in Mount Vernon, Indiana, $500 seed. Paul in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, $25 seed. Thank you. Dolores in Mangru, unknown location, $100 seed. Andrea, $100 seed. Mark in Arden in Theon, Texas, $50 seed. Leah in Jenks, Oklahoma, $60 seed. Misty, Tonino, Washington, $30 seed. Tom in Mount Clair, West Virginia, $1,000 seed. God bless you. David in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, $1,000 seed. Amanda in Dallas, $24 seed. Kat, $10 seed. Melissa, Indio, California, $60 seed. God bless you. Rachel in Tucson, Arizona, $30 seed. Jennifer, $50 seed. Thank you. Samuel in Sparta, Wisconsin, $100 seed. And Maria in Windermere, Florida, $10 seed. Thank you so much. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So go ahead and go to the phones. Then we're going to pray together and wrap up this session. Remember, I got my uncle, Ted Shuttlesworth Sr., joining us on the third session on Thursday. Thank you for your giving. What would the Lord speak to you to give? Ask him. Maybe for the first time, hear from the Holy Spirit what he'd have you to sow. Numbers on the top of the screen, 412-787-2578. Watch the miracle on Mount Nebo Road.
We're going to announce the launch of Revival Today Church.
Everybody that God ever made a covenant with in the Bible, he turned land over to them. The first gift God gave man was land, the Garden of Eden. The thing the devil tried to keep from the Israelites was land. God made a covenant with Adam, gave him land. God made a covenant with Noah, gave him land. God made a covenant with Moses, gave him land. God made a covenant with us. He's going to give us the whole earth.
I don't care how high the walls are. I don't care how tall the giants are. If the Lord is with me, it'll be as it said. The giants are before us. The walls will fall. We shall possess the land. Shall possess the land. Your children shall possess the land. It's not going to be a cycle of failure. It's going to be cycles of victory.
God did with that land. Amazing. That was given to us. That's $4 million worth of land that was given, and then now the hand of the Lord's all over the building of it. So, blown away. 412-787-2578. I'll give you a couple more minutes to get that in, and I'm gonna pray. Here's a couple books that I would recommend. You can order these directly, and we're sending some of them for those that give. Understanding the World in Light of Bible Prophecy. This is where we. If you enjoyed tonight, you'll love this book. And I want you, if you don't have one, to get one in your hand. This is our newest one. Are You Going Through a Crisis? 10 Keys to Emerge as a Champion. And I wrote this for people that are going through like an actual crisis. So you'll be the first to have that book. We have t-shirts we're sending out. What was the one for any location? Or for any amount. This is the one we're giving this to everyone who gives, the Jonathan Shuttlesworth Revival Tour 2023. And then secondly, we're giving this one for anyone that does $100 or more along with the shirt. And I like this. Make your tomorrows bigger than your yesterdays. I'll give them a second to run the slips down. We're having church at a different location this Sunday. Let me see where it's at. Roxy and Theater in McKees Rocks. Same time this Sunday. And when else? When else is it going to be there? The next 3 weeks. This is our location. So we won't be at Montour Junction Sports Complex, Roxy and Theater, Revival Today Church, this coming Sunday, April 23rd at 10 a.m. Do it, Drea. All right, I'm going to pray. Waiting on the cards. Let's go... Let me have the shortest Kim Walker Smith song, and then I'm going to pray for everybody. Your request and join my faith with your seed after this shortish song from Kim Walker Smith at the great stage at Revival Today Church.
And I love you, Lord, and I lift my I love you, Lord.
one more time. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
The anointed Kim Walker Smith. Man, you look at that stage. It's amazing that church is less than a year and a half old. I mean, that's a miracle. God did that. All right, we have all your cards here. I'm going to join my faith with you. Please don't mind that I have a hat on. If you're against people praying with a hat on, trust me, if I remove the hat, it would be more blasphemous the way my hair looks. So thanks for bearing with me. Father, I thank you for everybody who's watching. As they've actuated their faith with the sowing of their seed, with calling to come into agreement for prayer, I curse every sickness or disease that's tried to attack their body. I curse every sickness or disease that's tried to attack their family. In Jesus' name, I curse this Diotrephes spirit that would try to choke out money from the people of God. This Pharaoh-like system that's been put in place where people bake bricks all day and have nothing to show for it. Just like you did for your children in Egypt, as we read in your word, I thank you that you're doing the same thing for your people today. Cut the hand off of the arm that's trying to hold their money back. Thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. May it be so today. In Jesus' name, I pray their dreams would become realities. I pray as you've done with Adonis and I, they would see your hand working on their behalf. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to give you the chance to do that tonight. And we had, the Spite-a-thon 1.0 was not geared for that. We had people call from all different countries to give their life to Jesus Christ. We had somebody call in and give their life to the Lord earlier tonight and get delivered from drug addiction. If things aren't going well, deal with it at the source. Come into covenant with God. Turn your back on sin. You can do that tonight, whatever country you're watching in. Wherever you are, there's nothing you've done that the blood of Jesus can't deal with and forgive. Some of you watching me right now, you know you need to do this. Come into relationship with God and do it tonight. Say this out loud. Heavenly Father, I admit that I've sinned. I repent. I believe in my heart you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord and my Savior. Right now, I receive forgiveness. By the blood of Jesus, I am saved. I am forgiven. I am clean. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Let me know that you did in the comments. I like to see that. And then, more importantly, go to revivaltoday.com, click I just got saved. Fill that form out completely, and I'm going to send you a Bible and other materials to help you live the Christian life. RevivalToday.com, and you click I just got saved. Welcome to the family of God. If you're looking for a church home, you can come to Pittsburgh, Revival Today Church. Show where we are meeting the next 3 weeks. $425 Chartiers Ave, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136. That's this Sunday, 10 a.m. Let's pack that theater out. How many does that theater seat? 900? All right, good. Let's pack it. Since we're moving locations, and sometimes you lose people if you move locations just because they're creatures of habit, if you were thinking about making a trek to Revival Today Church, do it this Sunday. That would be great. Help us pack that place out. All right. We pick up with session two tomorrow, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Let me see the graphic. Well, Russia, China, CBDC, what will happen to money in America? April 17th, 18th, and 20th. You can watch live on all those platforms. If you've not got our Revival Today app, please do that. The app is Revival Today. Wes, $1,000 seed on Facebook in Under the Wire. Make my night. Thanks, brother. Oh, I knew one would pop up. Dave L., a man dishonors Christ if he covers his head while praying or prophesying. I know, but it would also be dishonoring Christ if you saw what my hair looked like. So, apologies to Dave L. You seem like you'd be a lot of fun to be around. What was the other thing? What did I just announce? Oh, yeah, the schedule. My Uncle Ted Shuttlesworth will be with me Thursday. And if you've not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do that. Click the, or as all the YouTube hosts say, smash the subscribe button. Just beat the living snot out of the subscribe button. Kick it right in its nose. I will see you tomorrow. Hey, this is Jonathan Shuttlesworth. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, or if you're listening to my wife's, thank you on her behalf. If you want to be more than just a casual listener and stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to our generation, go to revivaltoday.com and click Give Now and be a part of the 1,000 monthly partners that we're believing for. I have a special gift that I'll send to you today, and I'll say thank you in advance. Until next time, thanks for listening. See you later.